Good morning, and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Wednesday, May 1st. On today's show, NASA's Mars sample return mission faces challenges as a vital step towards sending humans to the Red Planet. This spacecraft is also set to visit Mars on its way to NASA's asteroid crash aftermath. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. NASA's ambitious Mars sample return mission, which aims to bring Martian rock samples back to Earth for study, is facing challenges. An independent review board recently deemed the mission's $11 billion price tag too high and its 2040 timeline too far in the future. We start off with our space correspondent to discuss the importance of this mission and the hurdles it faces. So tell us, why is returning samples from Mars such a critical step for NASA?
Analyzing Martian rocks in laboratories on Earth could yield groundbreaking insights that go beyond what rovers can accomplish on the Red Planet's surface. Perseverance rover has been collecting samples from an ancient lake bed in Jezero Crater. On Earth, minerals deposited in water are excellent at preserving biological material, like microorganisms. They can also provide clues about the climate conditions when the rocks formed. Studying these samples directly could significantly advance our understanding of Mars' geology and potential for past or present microbial life.
But it seems the mission's high costs and distant timeline are jeopardizing its future. How is NASA responding to these challenges?
NASA has reached out to the scientific community for innovative ideas to carry out the Mars sample return mission more efficiently and cost-effectively. This reflects a broader trend in space exploration. With tighter budgets compared to the Apollo era, agencies like NASA must prioritize innovation to make ambitious missions financially feasible. The growing influence of private spaceflight companies in the West is also putting pressure on NASA to rein in spending and stay competitive.
Beyond the scientific significance, how might the Mars sample return mission impact future human exploration of the Red Planet?
Executing a mission to retrieve samples from Mars and bring them back to Earth would serve as a crucial stepping stone for eventual human missions to the Red Planet. Many of the technologies and procedures involved, such as landing on Mars, launching from its surface, and safely returning samples to Earth, will be essential for crewed missions. Successfully completing the sample return would boost confidence in our ability to send astronauts to Mars and bring them back safely.
It's clear the Mars sample return mission has the potential to be a defining moment for space exploration, both in terms of scientific discovery and paving the way for human voyages to Mars. While the challenges are significant, let's hope innovative solutions will be found to keep this groundbreaking mission on track. Thank you for this insightful discussion. On a related note, the European Space Agency's Hera spacecraft is set to embark on an exciting mission to the Didymos asteroid system later this year. But before reaching its ultimate destination, Hera will make a fascinating detour to Mars for a close encounter with one of the Red Planet's moons. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly is Hera's mission, and why the stopover at Mars?
Hera is heading to the Didymos binary asteroid system to survey the aftermath of NASA's DART mission last year. DART intentionally crashed into the smaller asteroid Dimorphos to test if such an impact could alter an asteroid's trajectory, an important capability for planetary defense against potentially hazardous asteroids. Hera will study Dimorphos up close to better understand the effects of DART's collision. On the way to Didymos, Hera will use Mars's gravity to slingshot itself towards the asteroid system, saving a lot of fuel. This trajectory puts Hera on a close path to Mars and its smaller moon Deimos in March 2024. The spacecraft will pass within about 3,700 miles of Mars and just 600 miles from Deimos, providing a unique opportunity to study the moon with Hera's suite of science instruments.
What kind of observations does the Hera team hope to make of Deimos during this flyby?
Hera will use its main camera, infrared imager, and other instruments to get a close look at Deimos, which is not well studied. The moon has never been observed before with this particular combination of science instruments, so the team hopes they may make some new discoveries. The data will also help inform the planning of JAXA's upcoming MMX mission, focused on exploring the Martian moons. Hera will coordinate its Deimos observations with other Mars orbiters, like ESR's Mars Express and ExoMars Trace Gas Orbiter, to maximize the science return. After the flyby, Hera will continue on its journey to the Didymos system, aiming to arrive a few months earlier than originally planned, thanks to the fuel savings from the Mars Gravity Assist.
It's fascinating how mission planners are able to chart this clever course to the asteroid while squeezing in some bonus science at Mars. We'll be eagerly following Hera's progress and looking forward to seeing what it reveals about Deimos and Dimorphos. Thanks for that report. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.